We are on Daf, Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. Let us just quickly go over again the sugya, because it is a complicated sugya. And in order to continue the sugya and to learn Taisvis, we have to have a clawkite in the sugya. Tana Rabbona, Anoisin Mois Lishluchai, Likach Leichitim, Vlokach Mem Seirim. A person gave a shliach money to purchase chitim, and the cheshbon was that it would be palge milve, palge pikotin, that they'll divide the profits and they'll suffer equally the losses. But he did not follow instructions. He was told to purchase chitim, he purchased seirim. Seirim v'lokach v'em chitim. Tanya chode, one braise learned, im pirsoi pirsoloi v'meisiroi siroloi. So one Braise says that because he was Mishanim Midas Balabayis, so this whole agreement becomes bottle, and he suffers the complete loss, and if there's Revochim, he'll get the complete gain. But Tony Chod, another Braise says, in Pirso Pirsoloi, if there'll be a loss, he'll take a lose. V'maisiro, aisiro lemtza. But if there'll be a Revach, so both, they will split the Revach as the original agreement was. So we have a stir and two baraisis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan loy kashes. Rabbi Yochanan said, there's no stir in the two baraisis. Hora meya ba hora b'Yehuda. Hora meya da Omar shini koine. The baraisa that says that the agreement is completely bottled is going according to Rameya. The Omar Shini Koine, the Rameya holds Hamavar Adas Balabayis is Koine with Shinui the Tzema. So that means Rameya holds that he gets a Din Gazlan on by being Maver Adas Balabayis. So here also he gets a Din Gazlan on the Mois. That means he had no right to be Maver Adas Balabayis. You were given money purchase chitim, you purchase seirim. Shira gazlan on the money. And we had mentioned, and therefore, he's chayev b'chayis on the money. It, whatever's going to happen with the money, it's b'chayusai. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds, so he's considered the bala mois. He's considered the bala mois. He's chayev b'chayis as gazlan. And if there's a revach, the Baal HaSeirim was makna to him, to the Baal HaMois, the Seirim, so if there's a revach, he gets the complete revach. V'ho Rabbi Yehuda, domar shinoi einei koine. The other baraisa that says they split the revach, so since he didn't become, he's not a gazlan, so half of the Mois belongs to the Bala Pikodin, that's the true Bala Mois. So Memele, so he's not a Gazlan, so the true Bala Mois is the Bala Mois, and the Bala Seirim is Makne, the Seirim, to that Bala Mois, so that's why they split the Reva. Half is a Milve, so he's Makne to the Loiva, the other half is a Pikodin, and he's Makne to the true Bala Mois. So these two baraises, we can only be miyashiv if one goes according to Rameya and one goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. If he's a gazlan, so the prophet belongs in ganzen to the shliach. If he's not a gazlan, so the prophet will be split. Maskiv lo Rabbi Loza, mimai, dil ma'atkan lekama Rameya, Ela b'midi d'chozelei l'gufei. That what Rameya holds, Maver Adas Balabayis is a gazlan, that was only said by something which he will use personally. For example, he gave him tzemel, and he's going to wear the tzemel. So when he told him what color it should be dyed, the zicha akpode, that it should be done the way he told him. And if he was Maver Adas Balabayis, so that's called a maisik zeile. So there, Rameya holds that he's a gazlan. But if he gave him money to invest in schayre, and he told him he should purchase chitim and he purchased seirim, since the tachlis of this investment is the profits that they will reap, so memela, one cannot say that he's zichem makbid that he purchased soirem, especially when the revach came out of it. Aval l'schoire lo yoma. So that means by schoire there's no akpodet. So therefore, the profit should be be'emtza. So pshat is that if this profits, Yizicha maskim to the actions of the Yizicha maskim to the actions of the shliach, what the shliach invested, and therefore they divide the profits, they split the profits in half because it's a palge milva and palge pekot. Aval uschayra layoma. So memele. So therefore, ella omar abalozo hova ho rameya. So both baraisas can go according to rameya. If he gave him money to purchase chitim la'achila, then there's a svar, his zicha was makbid. He told them to purchase chitim, so he did not want seirim. So then he's a gazlan. Then ma'avir adas ba'alabais is a gazlan. So memele, then, therefore, it's the process is, and the revach is. He's a gazlan. But if it was given to him, the price that says that they split the revach is going a full according to Rameya. But here there's no svara to say Mavar Adas Balabai is Gazlan, because the Balabas is not makbid bedavke to purchase chitim and not seirim. So Memele, so he's a shliach of the Bailim. There's no mice exhale, so therefore the Bailam is entitled to Machzischa. Machko alabe marove l'Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the marove had tainis and Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan alibe de Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda holds he's not a gazlan, even though Rabbi Yochanan did not differentiate between schoire and achila. So Rabbi Yochanan holds by schoire there's also akpod. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, since there's akpod, he has a dingazlan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he never has a dingazlan, even though there's a din akpod. So he said, so since he's not a gazlan, so therefore the revach of the schoirem, half of the revach will go to the Baal Hamois. Because he's not a gazlan, so it goes to the true Baal Hamois. It's mach alob marov la rabbi yechon libe de rabbi yehude v'chi yaidiyai la baal chitim sheyak nechitim la baal mois. That means that in marov they had a kasha since the moicha was not informed. Since the Meicher was not informed that this money belongs to someone else, so Memele, he was not makne the Seirin to the Baal HaMois. So why does the Seirin belong to the Baal HaMois, and he gets half of the profit? He was never makne the sairim to the Baal HaMois. And lamaise, he's not a shliach of the, he wasn't memala shlichusai, there was zicha hakpode. So memela, how is the Baal HaMois zeichen half of the profit of the sairim? That was the taina of the Marove and Rabbi Yechon. Chi mi hoidia lebal chitim she yakne chitim lebal amois. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel bar Susroti. Rav Shmuel bar Susroti asked, if you assume that the moicher is not makna to the Baal HaMois, that's what you're saying of it, without being aware who the Balamois is, he's not makta to the Balamois. Yehochi afilu chitim vechitim namiloi. So why by chitim vechitim is the Baal Hamois zeichen vechitim? You're telling me that the Baal Ascheire has to be aware there's a Baal Hamois. And if he's not aware, he's not makta to him. So by chitim vechitim, so how is the Baal Hamois kind? So Poshit Pshate, so what did Rav Shmuel Bar Susroti want to prove from this kasha? Wanted to prove from this kasha that you're 100% wrong. He said, Mi haydiyoi. No, that's understood. Every moicher is makne to a Baal Hamois. He doesn't, that's understood. When whoever gives the money, he doesn't go into the particulars. He's makne to the Baal Hamois. So memele, so you have no kasha. And Rabbi Yochanan libet Rabbi Yehuda, how was the Baal Hamois koine the Seirim, and he acquires the profits from his chaylik? Because all the time, a seich is makna to the Baal Hamois. So what's your kashe? Omar Rabbi Abo, and he proved it from chitim achitim. How by chitim is the Baal Hamois koine? Hakochoch that the seich is makna to the Baal Hamois. Omar Rabbi Abo. So Rabbi Abo answered Alibe de Marove. Shani chitim vechitim de shlichuse kove. Chibalabai is dom. Rabbi Abo said that it's no raya. Fakert, when Marove held, you never makna to the Baal Hamois. You only makna to the Nisein Hamois. You only makna to the Nisein Hamois. He doesn't know, doesn't go into particulars who this money belongs to. He's makna to the one who gives him the money. And by chitim vechitim, since he is a shliach of the Baal Hamois, he's being mekayim the shlichus to the T. He told him to purchase chitim, he's purchased chitim. And the seich is always makne to the noisin hamois. V'chi Baal Habayis domi. So it's just like the Baal Habos was standing there. I saw the Chelkas Yoyev says pshat in this Gemara. He says like a very good marshal. He says, let's say Reuven comes and he wants to purchase something, and the Baal Hamois, the Seicha thinks his name is Shimon. He thinks he's makdet to Shimon. His name is Reuven, so there'll be a problem over here because. So he says, that's what the name of Rava hold. Ashliach is, it's not Reuven that's standing here. It's not Shimon that's standing here. Reuven, the Meshalach, is standing here. Shluch is Shalodim Kamoisai. So really, you mocked it to this person. No, you think he's buying for himself. No, this is the Meshalach that's buying for himself. Asalach of Shluch is Shalodim Kamoisai. So Memele, the Hakno to the Nois and Amois. Since the Nois and Amois is the Shliach of the Baal Hamois, so that's why the Baal Hamois is Kaina. V'chi Baal Habayis is Domi. So this is like the Baal Habos is standing here. Not the way you said. This is out of Teis Rabbeinu Peretz Lynch Pshat in the Sugir. Not the way you said, you, Rav Shmuel, that you said you're always makna to the Baal Hamois, and that's why Chitim V'chitim works. And Memele, there's no problem. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, why by chitim b'soirim, why the soirim, the Baal Hamois is kind of the half of the revach of the soirim, because he's always makna to the Baal Hamois. No, the name of Ravel, he's never makna to the, if he doesn't know about it, he's not makna to the Baal Hamois, he's makna to the Nisen Hamois. He's makna to the Nisen Hamois. So b'chitim, since he's the shliach, he's a shliach of the Nice Namois, the Nice Namois is a shlich of the Baal Hamois, so when he's makna to the Nice Namois, it's kilu is makna to the Baal Hamois, the shluchi shalom kemoisai. But the Marove asked, but he was Mishane, according to Rabbi Yehuda. He made him a shliach on chitim, and he purchased seirim. See, he's not
a shliach of the Bais, you can't say shluchis shalom mekamaisa because he's not being mekayim the shliches. So Mamela, so there, the Marove is, so how can the Balamois be koine? The Seichel doesn't know about it to be makna to them. And you can say the Hakno to the nice name Mois is sufficient because he's not being Mamala Shlichus. Teida, and he says, I'll bring you a raya that the Hakno is always to the Noisein Hamois. And the Baal HaMois is kind of with Shlichus. I'll bring you a raya. We learned Echad HaMagdish Nechosem, Echad HaMarich HaSatzmai. A person was Magdish all his Nechosem. Or he said, Elki Olai, and therefore we can be Goyve from his Nechosem to pay up what he owes to Hegdish. So the Gizbo, Ein Loi B'Ksus Ishtoi, B'Loi B'Ksus Bonov, B'Loi B'Tzabat Sechav L'Shmon, B'Loi B'Sandlin Chadoshim Shalokon L'Shmon. So Lamaise, the Gizbo cannot be goive from all these things which were purchased for them. That means Sunday he purchased, let's talk about Sandalim Chadoshim. Sunday he purchased Sandalim Chadoshim for his wife. He didn't give it to her yet. And Monday he was Magdash Olas Nechosim. So it says that the Sandalim Chadoshim do not become Hegdish. And the Gemara understood, why doesn't it become Hegdish? Because it belongs already to his wife and children. Vamai, so the Gemara Bodaraya, Rababo Bodaraya, Kenegin Rav Shmuel, you say that the Akno is always to the Baal HaMois. Now who was the Baal HaMois over here? The Baal HaMois was the husband, the father. Leima hochinami mi yodil etzabesh yaknet tzivoy leisha. He's the Baal HaMois. He gave the money. And it says that the Gizbo cannot be goyve from the sandalin because she was kinda the sandalin Sunday when he gave the money. Now who told the Moicher to be magnet to the Isha? Alalav Mishum Damrinin the Shlichusei Ka'ovet. So you have to say clearly over here, that's clear. It says that the shoes belonged to her, and it didn't become Hegdish. He was Magdish Monday, he purchased it Sunday. He didn't give it over to her. But since he bought it for her, so we say she was kind of the shoes Sunday, even though the owner of the sandalim was unaware of this whole Indian. So you see, and here you can't say he's always makta to the Baal HaMois because the Baal HaMois is the Baal. So you see, klo fakert, where I said, you makna always to the Noisin HaMois. And akno to the Noisin HaMois is a shliach, is equivalent to akno to the Mishalach, because the shliach is b'makim the Mishalach. So Mamela, it's a raya to my Yisod. And it seems Rav Shmuel didn't hold like that. Rav Shmuel did not hold this such a concept that if I'm magnet to the Shliach, the Mishalach is going automatically. Because he brought a raya from Chitim v'Chitim to prove that you're magnet to the Baal HaMois. So Rav Shmuel says, no. Here, you see a multitude of things. You're not magnet to the Baal HaMois because he's the Baal HaMois. So Al-Kochach, and she's kaine. It didn't become Hegdish. So Al-Kochach, because since he's a shliach of her, so even though the Akno is to him, he's the Noisin HaMois, he's the Baal HaMois, Abba Lamaise, since he's her shliach, so Memela, she was kaine. That was Rav Avo Bor Araya to the Bnei Marove. That Akno is to the Noisin HaMois, and the Mishalach is automatically kain. That's how they understood Chitim v'Chitim. That's why they didn't understand Chitim v'Soirim. Omar Rababe, loy. So Rababe said, no, from this din it's not a raya. Could be Lamaise, Akno is to the Baal HaMois. And Lamaise, he was kind of the shoes. He was kind of the tzeva. Dakna was to him. But, so if Dakna was to him, so why don't his shoes become Hegdish the next day when he's Magdish Konich, say? So, Kola Magdish Nechosov, Ein Datay Aksus Ishta Yubonot. We have Anan Sadi, even though he never spoke this out Beferish, but we have Anan Sadi, and this Anan Sadi makes it that it's not Dvorim Shebeleit, that a person, when he's Magdish Kol Nechosov, if he had wanted to purchase this, you're 100% right. The sandalim could be belongs to him. Sandalim belongs to him. He's the balamoy, so the sandalim belongs to him. And there's no such concept of shluchei shalodim kamaisai. Why didn't it become hegdish? Because in that he oksus ishta yabona, I have an ansadi, he didn't want to be magdish, he wanted to give it to them. So when he said kol nichsai, you have to take this kol nichsai with a grain of salt, that kol nichsai means all my nechosim, which I would keep for myself, that I'm being magdish. But my nechosim, which I want to give to my wife and children, that he doesn't have an interest to be magdish. So mele, so it's no raya. No raya that there is such a concept of shliches and she was koine. Could be that, and there could be there's no such concept of shliches and he was take koine. But it's not hegdish because he didn't want to be magdish. He didn't speak this out. So Rababa held it's not called vom shabalei. It's a non sadi that's zicha what he meant. Maskiv lo rab zeire. He says, you say this is not called Dvorim Shebeleit? And you say, I reckon with what I assume he didn't want to be Magdish and it doesn't become Hegdish. When the person is Magdish Kol Nechosov, does he have an intent to be Magdish as Tfilin? He doesn't want to be Magdish as Tfilin. What is he going to wear tomorrow? Usnan, we learned a magdish nechosov malin loy tefillin. We learned of a person's magdish called nechosov. So we are shom. We evaluate the value of his tefillin, which became hegdish already, and now he has to borrow money. He doesn't have any money, and he'll be paid his tefillin. So you see, Abzeira wanted to prove you can't say such a yesod. That it's since it's a non sadi, it's not considered dvorim shebeleit, and I understand kol nichsai means excluding that which you understand. I don't want to be magdish. If that would be the case, then the tefillin also wouldn't become magdish. So al kochach, since he said kol nichsai, whatever he meant differently is dvorim shebeleit. So Mamelos are just like the Tvilin became Hegdish, so his wife's shoes should also become Hegdish. So Al Kochoch is a raya to Ravabo's Yesoit, that it never became, that the shoes became right away his wife's shoes. It's not his shoes he's going to give over to the wife. No, it became the wife's shoes of the concept of Shlichuso, the Ishtekov. Omalei Abaye, in Abaye said no. Could be Rabab is right. Could be Rabab is right that really the shoes belong to him. There's no such concept of shlichus that she was kind of the shoes. There's no such thing. The shoes belong to him. In asking Gakashe, so why did the tefillin become Hegdish? He said, "V'chidaite shalodom al tefillah." Does a person want to be magdish his tefillin? So I'll answer you in yes. Daite shalodom al tefillin. He wants to be magdish his tefillin also. Why does he want to be magdish his tefillin? A magdish nechos of sova mitzvah kavidna. I'm doing a mitzvah. Vein daite. Yeah. So mel, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm giving away all that I possess. I'm giving to Eglish. So Memele, he's mukhon to give away his tefillin also. There's no, Anan Sadi doesn't want to even magdish the tefillin. Fakert, he wants to give everything away. What's going to be with tefillin tomorrow? He'll borrow tefillin. Abaveindatei shalodom aksus ishta yabonov mishum eva.
But this, even though it's a mitzvah to be magdish kol nechasa, but there's no mitzvah that there should be friction between him and his wife. If it'll be magdish, if it'll be magdish the sandalin that he purchased to give her, so she'll be without sandalin, and there'll be friction. So that, I say to Zichan Ansadi, that he didn't want to be magdish the sandalin, so Mamele can give it to her. This is where we were last week. Maskif lo Rabbi Shaya. So now Rabbi Shaya asked the kasha. So we're up to now. Rababe's dichui. He says, Rababe had said that in reality there's no such concept of shlichus. She was never kind of the shoes. Why are the shoes not hegdish? Because there's an ansadi, he never wanted to be magdish the shoes. Because of Eve, so Mamelas, even he said kol nichsai, but it means kol nichsai besides the shoes which are mine, which I want to give to my wife. So Mamela, that's why it's not hegdish. But Rabbi Shaya asked, ulechayvi elchin shonukam. But let's learn this Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah is speaking about two cases. One case is speaking about a magdish nechosah. Magdish Nechosov, he said, a beautiful cheshbin, that he's Magdish always Nechosov, but in parentheses, besides the shoes he intends to give to his wife, Altseide. So maybe that's why the shoes, even though they're his, never became Magdish. But it says another case, the Echot HaMarech. Marech is a different case in Gansa. Echot HaMarech means, he said, Erki Olai, so he owes X amount of whatever his Erich is, he owes that to Magdish. Now, the gizbar comes, and the gizbar starts looking around what belongs to him. That means if you're X amount to Hegdish, whatever your erich is, so Mamela, the gizbar starts looking around, and everything that belongs to him, he takes. The gizbar takes. And even though, and this is done by kocha of the marich, I mean, you can't say, don't take. I'm sorry, you said Erki Alai, your money to Hegdish. Now, Hegdish will take everything that belongs to you, if you like it, if you don't like it. Your nether of Erki Alai was machayv you to Hegdish, and now will be goyve from whatever you possess. So, Memeilas, Rabbi Shaya asked, no, so let's get down to brass tacks. When he said Erki Alai, and now the gizba comes and doesn't take the shoes. Now, why doesn't he take the shoes? Here you can't tell the chazah. I didn't want that you should take the shoes. He did want a lot of things. When the gizba came in the beginning, he said, I didn't want you should take. So the gizba says, I'm shuldig. I didn't ask you that. If you made an erech, I take. So why doesn't he take the shoes? So you can't say, you're oshtik teire. I don't want you to take the shoes. So al kochoch is oiskishpart, that it's not his shoes. She was kind of the shoes. Aye, how was she kind of the shoes? So al kochoch, you see, she said, since he's a shliach for the Isha, so memela akno to him, since he's a shliach from the Isha, so akno to him, she's kind automatically. That's the yisod of the Bnei Marove, that a shliach, if you're makta to a shliach, automatically the mashalach is kind. It's not. Let's again innovate. Maskev lo Rabbi Shai, v'aloi chayvi elkin shonu kam. V'snan chayvi elkin v'mashken in oiso. Chayvi elkin, you don't ask, may I take? You come in and take. V'chidate shalodam alatzmei l'mashken. Did he have this in zin? He didn't have this in zin. He doesn't want that he should go and take balkoche. But that's, it's fa'falen. If he says, elki olai, whatever is his is taken away, if he likes it or not. So if the shoes are his, the way you're telling me, the shoes are his, she wasn't kind of the shoes, that's what you're telling me. There's no such concept of shliches, that's what you're telling me. So why can he take away the shoes? Elam Rabab. So now Rababe, this is a problem. So Rababe says, no, you still don't have a raya. I'll come with a different cheshbon. The Rabbi said, "Kol a magdish nechosov. If a person is magdish is nechosim, Nase kemi sheiknelem ksus ishtoi ubonov meikol. Now the Loshen is a very shvera Loshen, and then we have to explain the Loshen. When a person is magdish is nechosim, so it's ke'ilu, he was makne ksus ishtoi ubonov meikol. Before he was magdish, was ke'ilu, he was makne to them. Now, this is a very interesting ke'ilu. How do you do such things? Ke'ilu, he was makne. Was there a ma'isa kinyan? No, she didn't make a ma'isa kinyan. Ke'ilu, he was makne. But it seems, when he's magdish, that means like this. This person does not want the gizbar should take away the shoes he bought for his wife. He has a problem over here. That means he's not going to start enumerating this. He wants to make the shows nachosim, besides these things which he wants his wife and children to get. Now, and he's going to say, kol nichsai, but he's not going to start. So whatever he wants not to become hegdish, so before he's magdish, it's kilo is makna to them. Before the hegdish, kilo is makna to them. Now, there's a Moiradike Rajba over here, which says Moiradike Yesoides. That means, Kimi Sheiknalam. Just as if he was Makna Terem. Frek the Rajba, Hayech Koni. It's just like he was Makna Terem. How were they kind of? Umi Zochalem. Nothing happened. And the minute he's going to be magdish all in the chosim, but he wants to make sure that the shoes should not become magdish. So it's just like he was magna to them. The yeshleima, there's a murdik Rashba. The chol shedata ikreiva lehem harbay. If he really wants that they should be kaine, doma bedatoi. So he's goyma bedas. There's a commitment, there's a seriousness. Bizochi liknois. And they're kind of. Bafilu lafkiye mide hegdish derais. It works. So now, the gedoyle achreinim say a mirdike pshat in this Rashba. And the Rashba just said, we've been learning all over, you can't be kind of without a maisa kinyan. And all of a sudden, everything fizzled out. So the Achayim say, Gavaldik is that. The Achayim say that in reality, every Maisa Kinyan is, we have it in the Kesef is Kaina, Mashiach is Kaina, Chazok is Kaina. All these things are only a Hechet Timtze that they should really mean what they say. That means words are very cheap. I can say a lot of things and it doesn't mean too much. But so let's say by Chazok. I want to be makna. I'm giving someone a house. The house is yours. No, the house is yours. So change his mind the next minute. That's not yours. I mean, there's no gemiras das. But he says, like chazek kni. He says, go make a chazok. Go make a chazok. That means you can break down a wall. You can put in a lock. I can't get into the house. Do. So memele, so if I'm giving you the power, I'm giving you that you could do whatever you want, so then, I really mean it. If I wouldn't mean it, what am I opening up my mouth and saying, mm-hmm. The next minute there'll be a bulldozer here and then the wall will be turned. So the chazoke that is done shows that the stakik miras das. Without a chazoke, I'm saying, I can change my mind. But if you have a rare situation that we have over here, this person is first of all, he's very close to his wife and the children. He wants that they should have the shoes. Lidach Gisa, he feels it necessary he has to be Magdish Kol Nechosov, whatever the reason is for this Yisairis, but he feels he has to be Magdish Kol Nechosov. So he has a problem. So Memele, these are close relatives, which he really wants that they should possess it, and he doesn't have an eitzah now to start making a ma'aseh kinyan or thus. So it's gomar. The chol shedaitai kreivol en harbe gomar bedarti. So there's a gemiras das, and a gemiras das, if there's a true gemiras das, which is in rare cases,
So you don't need a Maisa Kenyan. So Mamela, that was Rab Abba's Dichoy. That was Rab Abba's Dichoy. So Rab Abba's still sticking to his guns. Rab Abba said, you have no raya from this Mishnah. You tell me a new concept of Shlichas. He's marked with the Shliach, and then just like the Mishalach is here, and the Mishalach is good. I won't buy such a thing. I'm not stable such a concept that the Aknot to him is Aknot to the Mishalach. I don't buy such things. No, you're 100% wrong. Aknotim is Aknotim. So he's kind of. So yes, Nirkasha, what happened with the shoes? Before he was Magdish, he was Makna the shoes, Leishta. Let us see Taisvis. Kuf Beza Medalev. Hanaisin Mois Lishluchai, Nire de Mairi, Shanaisin Lamachtzischa. Now, Dachsach Meir, for all practical purposes, we have to put two dots, and there's a new Dibur HaMaskel. It says, "Im pichsoi pichsoi loi, v'maisiroi eisiroi le'emtza." Now, before we go further in Taisvis, I'd like to mention one halacha. We're talking about an iske, and an iske is as follows. An iske is that a person gives, let's say, $100 to a person, $50 is a halva. You can invest whatever you want. That's your $50. You're responsible for the $50. Whatever profits you make have no shaykhis whatsoever. The other $50 is a pekodin, and he pays him a minimum fee for investing his pekodin. And then a normal risk is that also, so you're investing it, so I'll suffer the losses and I'll get the profits. That's a normal risk. But if we will make an iske that we'll see that the agreement is it's korev l'scha v'rochik mehefset. We're making such an iske that it's very not shchiach. He's going to lose any money, and he's most probably there's going to be profits. So that the Gemara calls that a rosha. You make such an iske, that's a rosha. That smells like ribbis already. This whole thing. And then there was a halva, there was a halva also. So if the investment is going, it's a normal investment, the he'll suffer the losses and he'll gain the profit, so good. And you're paying him a little bit for investing it for you, so then there's no ribbis whatsoever. But if the agreement is that korev l'schar v'rochik mehefsed, so Memela, that's called a Rosh, that smells a lot like ribbis, and it's awesome. Now, we had over here in the Gemara, that in Pirsoi, Pirsoi Loi, Vim Haisiroi Isiro Lem. So let's say, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat, or according to Rabbi Lezer, however we'll say Pshat. So here we have a very interesting upmach over here. We have an upmach, that he's a shliach. Let's say according to Rabbi Elazar's pshat. Rabbi Elazar said, "I'm giving you really." I said, "Chitim, if you bought seirim and there's profit, I don't have really any tainus on you. So if you bought seirim and there was profit, I get the profit on my chelak. I get the profit. What is if you bought seirim and there was a loss? So then." Telling you, Litikunish, I didn't tell you to buy Seirim. You bought Seirim, you have to suffer the loss. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Losser, so this is a very interesting case over here. This Bala Seirim is Korev Leschar. If there's a prophet, then he gives a smile, you know, I said Chitim, but you know, you make money with Seirim, no Akvoda whatsoever. See, he gets profit. But if there's a loss, then there's a different tone. I told you chitim, you bought seirim, and you're achayis, so you suffer the loss, you have to pay me back. So this is korev l'schar, v'rochik mehefset. And from the Gemara it seems there's nothing wrong with this. We live with this. That is going to be the problem of Taisus, and Taisus can say, I'm murdered the key yourself. So Taisus, as I, in pirso pirso loy, he gets the loss, v'im haisiru haisiru lemza. Mikan yesh lahavi raya, so Taisus brings a moshel, a meridika moshel. Im adam neisein mois lechaveri lemach tzischa.
A person, I'm giving you money, a pekodin, lemachzischa, that you should lend out this money. Let's talk about a case. I'm giving you money, you lend it to a goy, you get profit, we get ribbis. That was the opmach. But he said like this. But he gave him instructions. I'm giving you $50, you lend it to a goy and 10% profit. Fine, but you should only lend it to goy if he gives you a mashkin of silver or gold. That means when you're lending him this $50, you should have by yourself a mashkin that I'm assured with my $50. Number one. V'tishmerein bekarke, and also this mashkin you should put in the karke that it won't be stolen. Fine. I'm giving you the $50 on this condition. And you have to be very careful. I'm secure with my $50. Ve'im tishane, and he told them b'pem olay. And if you're going to make any dreidler, yehi b'shuscha l'chayiv b'chol dovo. That means if there's a loss, that's because you didn't follow my instructions. I told you that you should make a secure halvo. Ve'im pichso pichsolo. If there'll be a loss, he said locha b'traktan. If there'll be a loss, you're going to pay for the loss. If there won't be a loss, I'm going to get profit. So l'chayre, this is mamish a case of korev l'scha, rochid mihefsid. So Taisva says, she'ain zeh ribbis, that is not ribbis whatsoever. The hocha, because we have a ray from our Gemara, the Gemara says mamish the same thing. Im shina midatoi omar, if I told you to buy chitim, and you bought zeh, there was a loss, I told you, eh? Who told you to buy serve? You suffer the loss. In Pirsa Pirsaloi, Afilo Hochi, Imaisiro Isirlamsa, will have a ribbis. Now, what is the lumbus? Fine. So that's what arrived from Agamor. Agamor, you also have the same problem. Kiva, the Imloihoyo Mishane Date, Loihoyo Kulum Beshusi Ashav Efsid Lemsa, the Impalge Milva Palge Bekom. So that's as a Meredikazar. The Issa of Korim Leschav, Rochim Behefsid means, I'm making this transaction, and I'm right away making up. You're going to suffer the loss, and I'm going to get the profit. So what kind of, that's called ribbis. Here, that's not the case over here. I'm giving you instructions how to make the investment. If you and your own accord don't follow instructions, and because of that, you're going to lose money, so that's not called, that's called, you're going to suffer because you didn't follow instructions. And we made up like this, or it's understood like this. There is no problem of korev l'schav arochik mehefsid in such a case. I mean, that's not the conditions of the halvo and the pekodin. This is because of your pshia. You didn't follow instructions. I'm not mechuyev to lose because you didn't follow instructions. So, Mel, this has nothing to do with kovel schav rochig mehefsed. Now let us go further. Ha Rabbi Yehuda doma shinei eine kaine. So Rabbi Yehuda said it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda hol shinei eine kaine. Hilka. Im haisiru liyemtza. So therefore, if he wasn't a gazlan, so memele, and so the prophet goes to the prophet of the Bekodin goes to the Balamois. Misirulam Shekach Noisin Loi Lamach Sischa. Then Pirsoi Pirsuloi the Matsom Lai Lahe Loch Lishanis Midati Vatu the Pashat. You had no right to invest in Soirim. So Mela you are Peshaya. Now the Bnei Marove said Mi Haidiai Lebal Chitim Sheyakne chitim lebal mois. Now the Bnei Marove said that according to Rabbi Yechon, Libid Rabbi Yehuda, we say that if there was a siro laemtza, because we say al kochor that the bal achitim was makne the chitim to the bal mois. So they said mi haydi lebal chitim shakne chitim lebal mois. Im neforesh, and now Taisva says, according to the Bnei, now we have a very interesting case. We have here a case that the Bnei Marova hold, if this person was Mishan, he's not a Shliach, He's not a shliach of the Bailam. He's not a shliach. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. There lom the shluchei shlodom kamais. He's not a shliach. He was told to buy chitim. He bought tzayim. Finish. He's not a shliach. The Bnei Marov is said, but he wasn't makne the sa'irim to the balamois. He wasn't makne the sa'irim to the balamois because they don't know about a balamois. Fine. So he holds the balamois is not kind of the sa'irim. Now Taisa says, so what happened? Who does the sa'irim belong to according to the Bnei Marov? If they weren't makne to the balamois, period, so who does the sa'irim belong to? Now between you and me, the shliach, when he bought the sa'irim, he bought the sa'irim for the balamois. I mean, he held that sa'irim as a better investment. That's besides the point. But he's not a gazlan. He's following instructions. I'm investing for you. But you told me chitam, I feel sa'irim is a better investment. Fine. He bought it for the balamois. The Bnei Marov say the balamois is not kind of the sa'irim because the meicha was not maknet to the balamois. So who does the sa'irim belong to now? In the forish. The Mahai time ain't a kind of isa mishalayach. Avoloikeyach taino shliach konalu. Taisus says a tzad that the shliach will be kinder. Now, let us just, Taisus says a tzad that the shliach will be kinder. Then Taisus goes into the sugi. We don't have time to go into the arichis of the rai from the sugi. Taisus says a tzad the shliach is kinder. Now, kan shoyel aben, why is the shliach kinder? The shliach bought it for the balamois. The balamois is not koine because he wasn't maknet to the balamois. He was maknet to the shliach. He was maknet to the, but the shliach didn't want to buy it for himself. So, Taisa is a tzad that the shliach is koine. There's two mahalchim, the Vayakib brings down the Almachna Frayim and the Chazainish, why the shliach should be koine. How is the shliach koine? The Machna Frayim says, Pasach Eres Makne. That means you wanted to purchase it for the balamois. Oh, but you wanted to purchase it. And this soiche is maknet to you. So even though you didn't have kavonet to be koinet, hotasach eres makne you koinet. Just like there's such a concept by ketanim also, the cotton doesn't have das, tasach eres makne. So lemaise, the shliach will be koinet. That's one mahalach. The chazainish says another mahalach. That means that's a slower oifen how to get it to the balamois. That means no one's a ganef over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have to reckon with the das of the meicha. The meicha is makna to the shliach. So that's a way how eventually the balamois will get it. You're giving it to me. Since I didn't tell you about the balamois, so the balamois can't be koine. So I'll be koine and I'll give it to the shliach, to the balamois. So Taisvus has a mahalach that lemaisa in such a case, the shliach will be kainah, even though he had inzinin to be kainah for the Bible. That's one mahalach. And then, now let's just skip down a little bit. Ve'im neforesh, Taisvus, it's around 10 lines down the beginning of the line. Ve'im neforesh mi'edia labal chitim, shiyak nechitim labal amois, Taisa says another mahalach, that the balachitim is not makted to the balamois. Hare balamois loikone. The balamois wasn't kind. Ushliach nami loikone. Shlainiskavan liknois laatzmai. He didn't want to be kind for himself. So memela, we have a very interesting case over here. The balamois wasn't kind, because he wasn't makted to the balamois. The shliach wasn't kind, because he didn't want to be kainah. So what's going to be? So Taisva says, so memele, so it's like a mekach tois. That means no one was kainah. There was a lot of misunderstanding over here, but that's the maisa what happened. He was the balachitim was maknet to the shliach. The shliach doesn't want to be kainah. So he's not kainah. The balamois is not kainah because the balachitim was the maknet to the balamois. So the din will be, so then the Bishlan is kavah liktas as v'chayza mekach, k'moy mekach toy. So Taisa says, so then there'll be, so then nothing happened. And then Lamai says, so the money will go back to the money will go back to the Balamois. And if there'll be a loss, the Balachitim
will lose from it because it never became his. It means it never was a transaction over here. There was never a transaction because the shlich wasn't kind and the balamois wasn't kind.